The daily mass readings this week will come from John's famous chapter 6, what we know as the Bread of Life discourse. And there's these two really cool, I think of them as sort of preparatory things that Jesus does. Yesterday was the multiplication of the loaves, which is something that was probably really awesome to see. And then today there's this sort of frightening experience where, you know, Jesus isn't with them in the boat, and they encounter this storm and they see Jesus, which was somewhat terrifying. And I think of what I've heard once described as a supernatural outlook, which is that we don't have to be victim to the present moment. In the sense that we've all had something, you can call to mind something that you got to witness that God did something really amazing. Either conversion in your own heart, conversion of a friend, or, you know, God answered some prayer. And so there's that. And then we've all had our own, you know, thing that was really difficult and terrifying. Through both of those things, Jesus prepares the disciples for his beautiful teaching on the Eucharist. And we know what happens at the end, right? Most people leave, and then Peter has that beautiful confession of, Lord, to whom shall we go? So those experiences, both of the beautiful things God has done and the really difficult things that God saw us through, right? The boat arrives even before they can get him in the boat. They prepare our hearts for, Lord, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so I'd say call to mind some of those things today. What beautiful things God has done, what challenges you've gone through, and how is the Lord preparing your heart to make a beautiful profession of faith?